In our worldview today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling for tougher restrictions to curb a dangerous rise in COVID-19 infections. Europe's largest economy recorded nearly 31,000 new cases on Monday, and Merkel's called on all states to decide on stricter measures by Wednesday. This comes as neighboring Austria imposed a full 10-day lockdown starting today. The possibility of stricter measures led to protests across EU countries over the weekend, including Austria. Over in the Netherlands, more than 40 people were arrested after demonstrators lit fires and police responded with water cannons. Three police officers and a protester were injured in Belgium after demonstrations turned violent there. Venezuela's ruling Socialist Party is claiming victory in the first election to include opposition parties in nearly 4 years. Preliminary results show President Nicolas Maduro's party won all but three gubernatorial offices up for grabs, with just over 40% of registered voters turning out to cast their ballots. Opposition leaders sat out the last two election cycles, saying voter intimidation and rigging would make a fair election impossible. At least one person was killed outside a voting site, while dozens of journalists were denied access and reportedly forced to delete photos they took during this most recent election. Human rights groups have already raised concerns about irregularities and threats, and EU observers who were sent in for the first time in 15 years are expected to release their findings tomorrow. And the Women's Tennis Association says images of Chinese star Peng Shui released over the weekend have done little to alleviate concerns of her well-being. Peng has not given any public statements since she accused China's former vice premier of sexual assault this month. Over the weekend, the editor of the state-owned newspaper Global Times released video of the tennis player eating with her friends and reportedly taking part in a youth tennis match. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee said its president, Thomas Bach, held a 30-minute call with Peng, where she reportedly confirmed she was safe. The WTA, though, says those actions do not go far enough. They have threatened to pull the organization out of China altogether without a full, fair, and transparent investigation into her sexual assault allegations.